I am Leonard Vidby and it's Tuesday, April 29, and here's your news at 9 a.m. The Anti-Corruption Commission has submitted its report on the Red Force debt management contract to the Office of the Prosecutor General. The move follows complaints from Windhoek residents over a faulty billing system and alleged illegal debt collections. ACC Director Paulus Noah confirmed to activist Sean Garisep that the report was delivered 2 weeks ago. Garisep, who represents the residents' concerns, claims the contract was extended without proper council approval or public bidding and urged residents not to engage with Red Force. Legal proceedings led by Henry Shimutwikeni and Co-INC are underway to ensure accountability. Minister of Gender Equality and Child Welfare Emma Kantema Gaumas has been appointed by President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwa to head a special task force in the wake of the tragic deaths of three minors in the Oshodonjupa town of Okahanja. Kantema Gaumas provided an update on the newly introduced safety and security measures, support systems for affected schools, ongoing community initiatives, and outlined the next steps in addressing the aftermath of the tragedy.
We have started with the area of psychosocial support to the learners at the school, to also provide the support to the teachers because equally they are also affected, and also the parents, and extending it to the affected families. I also want to add that we are assessing together with our security cluster, doing a security risk assessment that will then inform the management and the regional education officer in terms of the upgrades that's required.
This morning, petitioners will march from the town's Fiederstal Bridge at 10:30 to the police station for the handover. On to South Africa, the EFF leader Julius Malema says they will support any motion of no confidence put against President Cyril Ramaphosa over the value-added tax hike controversy. The Western Cape High Court has suspended the planned 0.5 percentage point VAT increase and has also invalidated Parliament's adoption of the fiscal framework. Malema says despite Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana's role in his VAT controversy, Ramaphosa is ultimately to blame.
He's the man responsible for every mess we experiencing today. We are not yet there as the EFF to a point where we think we can put a motion of no confidence because we are still working the ground. You don't want to some not well canvassed work in Parliament. You have to go around and seek consensus and all of that.
Internationally, Mark Carney's Liberal Party is projected to win Canada's election. It's a turnaround for the Liberals, who were languishing behind the Conservatives in the polls just months ago. The election has been held with the backdrop of trade disputes with Washington and U.S. President Trump insisting Canada should become the 51st state of the U.S. Journalist Brad Gibson says the departure of Justin Trudeau as leader and prime minister was the first turning point for the Liberals.
Canadians would not be finding themselves in a Liberal government if Justin Trudeau had stayed on as prime minister. There is no way we would see the results we're seeing this morning, even with Donald Trump in the White House. And Mark Carney, because of his experience with finances, with the economy, that definitely helped matters in many different ways. The other parties just simply didn't have the answers.
Meanwhile, Prime Minister Mark Carney has won the Canadian election, according to local broadcasters. But by the time of this broadcast, it's unclear if they've secured a parliamentary majority. The former Bank of England governor took over as party leader from Justin Trudeau earlier this year. James Matthew is in Ottawa for us.
They were dead and buried as an electoral force just a few short months ago. But of course, what happened was that Donald Trump was talking about annexing Canada.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.